I'm Minerva Perez, the executive producer of Latina Voices Smart Talk, an award-winning TV talk show and now podcast. In this episode, my co-host and co-producer Sofia Adrogué and I had the privilege of talking to former San Antonio Mayor and HUD Secretary Julian Castro. Considered and vetted for vice president in 2016, the young Castro talks about his early political career. How did it feel to be the first Hispanic to give the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention?
It was a real honor to get to give that speech. When I got the call asking if I would do it, I was, of course, very excited. It was also very nerve-wracking, as you can imagine, something that's that big. And there was a lot of preparation that went into it. So I was super happy to give it and very glad when it was over. But it was more meaningful as well to me, being the first Latino to give that speech. And so hopefully that contributed in a positive way to how people across the nation see the Hispanic community. I wanted to make sure that I told my story and the story of my grandmother, really an American dream story, to relate it to the experience that so many people from different backgrounds have had, and to demonstrate the positive contribution that Hispanics are making to the progress of the country.
Well, you delivered.
Thank you.
You absolutely delivered. So
Minerva hit the high. Let me address a little adversity. Obviously, you succeeded at Stanford, at Harvard. Then you come back to San Antonio, youngest city council member. Then 2005, the mayoral election.
Did not appear to work out as planned.
Sure.
Give us your thoughts a little bit on the low. So there's a little bit of learning for everyone.
Yeah, I was 30 years old and trying to become the youngest elected mayor in the city's history. And of course, it was very disappointing when I lost. And it's like anything else when you lose in life. You feel terrible when it's something that you really want to accomplish. And I remember the day after I lost, what was ironic is that whole race had been about youth versus experience. And I could take solace, though, in the fact that I was only 30 years old and that I knew that there would be another opportunity in the future. And so anytime you lose like that or you fail in life, you have to decide, are you going to pick yourself back up and really go after what you want, or are you going to give up? And so, you know, happily, I decided to give it another go 4 years later. And the gentleman that won in that election did a great job as mayor. He was a very good mayor. And he set things up well so that I could have a successful tenure. So it did all work out, you know, in the future, for the future.
Your mother, Rosie, obviously was very politically involved with La Raza Unida, and you gave her praise at your keynote address.
Is she still your sounding board after all these years?
Yeah, she's definitely one of them. She, first of all, was just a wonderful mother. She was an amazing mother. And especially as a single parent after the age of 8. And as someone who is always able to balance the competition that exists between twins, for those parents who have had twins or siblings that are very close in age or just very competitive, it's not easy. And she was able to do that. So today, she's somebody that I trust absolutely and will always tell me when I'm wrong or when I need to go in a different direction and be honest. As y'all know, so many times in life, especially in politics, people tell you what you want to hear, and you have to be brought down to earth. And my mother serves that purpose, and also as the chief babysitter now, since my daughter Karina is her only grandchild.
With regard to your mother, Rosie, I always carry a red pencil, so I may make some mistakes, but they need to be bold. Tell us about your mom and the red purse.
Yeah, my mother grew up, went to Catholic school literally for 16 straight years to Little Flower School in San Antonio and then to Our Lady of the Lake. But she also grew up in the 1960s and then 70s, and she ran for city council when she was 23. She never won, but she always had, she always had a strong sense to her of what she thought was right. And so she had the red purse to symbolize women's pay equity. And I never knew that growing up. I only learned that later, but that's why she did it.
There's no doubt that education is the equalizer. You've experienced it, you've lived it. I very much appreciate your motto for San Antonio about that it's a brain power community and it's also the liveliest. Reminds me very much of Thomas Friedman's quotation about IQ, but also the importance of passion quotient and curiosity. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in San Antonio toward that end.
Well, what we've tried to do is to invest in education and also to try and get parents involved and mentors involved from around the community so that you have a very active group of citizens who are concerned about raising a generation of young people that are well prepared for the future because they're well educated. And then combining that with a city that is very livable and capitalizes on the diversity of San Antonio. We like to say that San Antonio is the new face of the American dream. You know, it's what Texas is going to look like in the future, what the United States will look like toward the end of the 21st century. And so we're just very focused on preparing those young people for the future.
You were on the cover of Parade magazine talking about the impact of Hispanics. You were chosen as one of the faces for this article. How did that make you feel?
It was very flattering, yeah. It was a real honor. I was just glad more than anything else, whether I had participated in it or not, that they're focusing on the contributions of Hispanics. I found, especially in places like New York, and this is not a put-down to them, but that oftentimes there are a lot of two-dimensional perceptions of Hispanics, you know. They know what they see in the movies, or they think of folks, and they think everyone is a recent immigrant, for instance. And the great thing about that article and other things is that it makes clear that Hispanics have been contributing to the greatness of the United States for many generations. We know that very well here in Texas. And maybe more importantly, they have the same hard work ethic, the same great values, the same aspirations that have made America great and are going to replenish that greatness in the future. So it was great to be a part of that article because it made it clear.
I have to ask you about Karina. She made such a big splash at the DNC. Tell me how she's
doing.
Well,
Karina, she's about to turn 4 years old, and she's into Disney princesses these days. She has literally about 12 of them or something. And
Let me say this. We interviewed the author of Cinderella 8, My Daughter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. As the son of a very empowered mom, do read that and moderate the princesses.
I will.
Okay,
with
some, you just, as a staunch feminist and former president of Girls Inc., I thought, a little princess is good. Let's give her a Barbie that's into politics.
We've had that
activist
conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I did not mean to just.
But
that's
she's doing
true.
Well after the after her big world stage.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's in pre-K herself.
Wow.
And, she'll start regular school, I guess, in a year or so. But you're right. I mean, I want for her to be in a position to achieve her own dreams. And, think about the wonderful opportunity she's going to have in front of her.
Now, you've been touted as the new face of the Democratic Party, even being mentioned as a future president, lofty title. Where does Julian Castro go from here?
I don't know, actually. I'm going to be mayor for a while. I'm going to be running for re-election in May, and then I'll have one more in 2015. So I'll very likely be around in San Antonio until 2017, which I'm looking forward to because I have a passion. I have a real drive to make that city better. That's why I got into politics in the first place. After that, I'll look around and see what's possible. I've been very upfront about that. I just, who knows what the circumstances are going to be in 2017. The state right now is a very conservative state. People say that it may change. I think it will. Who knows when that's going to happen? So I'll have my eyes open and see what's going on at that time.
Thank you for listening. Tune in for more thought-provoking and, I'd say, educational talk about universal topics from a Latina point of view here on Latina Voices Smart Talk podcast, or go to www.latinavoices.com to see more amazing guests.